This meeting is now being recorded.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to the RDS Who Is Two Leadership Call number 19 on the 21st of February, 2018 at 1630 UTC. On the call today, we have Alan, Susan, Lisa, Alice, Jean-Baptiste, myself, Brenda. Catherine has sent in apologies, and the call is being recorded, so state your name when speaking, and I'll turn the call over to Jean-Baptiste. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brenda. So on today's suggested agenda, so we have the outreach plan discussion on the blog post that was shared with the leadership. Then the face-to-face meeting agenda in Brussels and the ICANN62 face-to-face meeting and the plenary called this Friday, so a discussion on the agenda. Is there anything you'd like to add on the agenda for today?
I don't believe so that I'm aware of right now.
Okay. So moving on to the first item. So the blog post is to provide you with an update, to provide an update to the community on the terms of reference and work plan. I've shared a protocol, so a revised version, which I will put on screen now.
This is revised since last night? Yes, I've seen
the format. That's the one based on the comments that you have shared via email, Alan. You may have not seen it yet. So basically, we have reformulated the different bullet points so appearing under this section. I'm just wondering why the track changes are not appearing. Just give me a second. Otherwise, in the meantime, it's currently in your emails. But what it was saying before, so under, so what it's represented with the arrow here on screen, so the text before was saying evaluate the extent to which ICANN organizations implementation of each prior registration directory service review recommendation was effective in addressing identified issues. So this was removed and updated with the text from the terms of reference, which is reported here.
I think in the first sub-bullet, you're going to need organization since people are apparently internally objecting to your use of the term org.
Okay.
I saw that's a correction they made in the previous version. So I assume that someone's going to make it again.
Okay, I will change that.
I think the appropriate word these days is ICANN organization lowercase o, I think. But it changes periodically.
Correct. And so there's a modification based on your input, let me find it again, was on the second bullet point, so just here.
Yeah, this new one seems fine.
Exactly. So what I write down is that we will just modify ICANN to ICANN organization, and I just wanted to know whether Suzanne had any other comments on this. And after that, this other hand raised.
Susan, did you have any comments on this?
I didn't, but I also didn't read it. It's just been crazy. Is this just, how many pages is this?
One and a half,
okay. Let me just.
Much of it double spaced.
Yeah.
By the way, Jean-Baptiste, the spacing seems to change from the first part of the document to the second, to the last part. So you may want to check the spacing. That may disappear when they put it on the web anyway. But right now, it shows the last two paragraphs, how to get involved, are closer spacing than the rest of the document.
Will do so. Thank you, Alan.
but I'm pretty sure that will disappear when they webify it. But you never know. Depends how they import it.
No, it looks fine to me. Thank you for giving me the time to do it.
That's fine.
On the call here.
I think at this point it pretty well, the scope pretty well maps the scope in the terms of reference, which is what I was concerned about, that we were going to set expectations that were different than what we had actually committed to. All right, I'm fine with it. Let's put it to the whole team on Friday. I don't think anyone's going to have any objection, and we'll get it out.
Thank you, Ellen. Lisa, you have your hand raised?
Yes, thanks, Sambhikis. I just wanted to point out that there are a couple of instances of RT in the copied text that would also need to be aligned with the style used in the rest of the blog post, which is, I believe, lowercase review team.
I tend to always use uppercase review team when I spell it out in full. I'm not quite sure if there is a proper. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, there is actually a style guide, which I just learned myself, which is when referring to the registration director service review team, it's uppercase, but when referring to it in a sentence, it would be lowercase review team.
Really?
That doesn't
make any sense to me.
Well, one corresponds to an acronym and the other corresponds to, I guess, common usage. But that is apparently the style guide.
Yeah, I guess I look at it as when I just say review team, I'm talking about only one review team based on the context. And it's that review team and therefore it is uppercase. But I don't really care a lot. I will probably keep on writing it the way I write it, and if someone wants to change it, I won't object. All right, are we done with this item?
Thank you for your input on this, and so we'll share the blog post ahead of Friday's generic call.
Please.
So moving on to the next item.
Who's listed as the blogger, by the way? Who will be listed as the blogger?
That's the review team leadership, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you look at the... At the blog post on top, the author.
Okay, I
see. Yeah.
Okay, we can live with that, I guess. my first blog post in my life, then.
Well, then, Alan, we should give you full credit.
No.
Alan's name.
No, this is a joint effort. I think I like the idea of personally maintaining my blog virginity. Let's keep going.
So then, the next item on the agenda is the agenda for the second face-to-face meeting in Brussels on 16th, 17th, and 18th of April. So here we wanted to have your view on the different topics and different. So just to start planning on what should be included in the agenda. So for now, we have listed these three different items, which is the discussion on the identified subgroup findings and recommendations. You had requested, I believe, on a previous leadership call that there is a discussion on the item 62 engagement session. And of course, have a discussion on the next steps on what is coming after the face-to-face meeting. Do you have any input or views on that?
I don't have any input on the agenda, but I do think as part of the identifying the agenda to the rest of the working group, we have to identify what the target is for sending out documents to read. Hopefully we're going to have some work done by then, and we don't want to spend the whole 3 days with people reading documents. So I think we won't meet the target for everything, but we need to set a date, I would guess, about a week before the meeting that we have as the target for getting documents out so people have a chance to read them ahead of time. As I said, I know we won't make it on everything. but that really needs to be our target. And I think we have to include that when talking about the face-to-face agenda, because that presumes that people are coming into it having done at least some of their homework.
So that would be April 9th.
Let's see.
If that's a week just before the 16th.
Yeah. And okay. We do, in fact, have a meeting scheduled that... No, we don't. When is the meeting scheduled? We haven't actually decided. Maybe we need to decide when we have the meetings after the ICANN meeting. That's probably an item we should add to Friday's agenda, because the question is, do we start the week after or not? Now, if we start the week after, we will have a meeting on the 9th. The meetings on the week of the 19th. Immediately after people get back from ICANN, and having probably done no work, at least the people who were there, and that would mean the next meeting is on the week of the 2nd of March, and we skip the week of the 9th. And that means we have 4 full meetings. I would suggest that we propose to the group, and Susan, I'd like your comments, that we skip the 19th, have our first post-ICANN meeting on the 23rd, then on the 2nd and the 6th, and set a target of the 9th as the target for getting documents in.
And then just on that, I had a quick look on the work plan, and it seems that the date like to circulate subgroup reports to the review team was the 5th of April. So do you want to stick to that date instead?
Making it the 5th means it's the day before the 6th, the meeting on the 6th. If we follow the schedule I just suggested.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Let's keep it as the 5th, and then we can read the Riot Act at the meeting of the 6th to say anyone who hasn't submitted anything better get it in by next Monday or Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good idea. Susan, does that sound okay to you?
Yeah, I like the 5th better because you know what, people are going to be late, but at least maybe we'll get it all in by the 9th.
Yeah. So post-ICANN, we will not meet on the 19th. No, sorry. ICANN meeting ends on the 15th, if I remember correctly. We will not meet the following Monday, but we will meet the following Friday on the 23rd, and then again on the 2nd and 6th. So we have 3 meetings post-ICANN before the Brussels meeting. And on the agenda for that, I think we want to put that deadline on the agenda so people get a wake-up call when we're talking about the Brussels meeting that of when they have to have the work done.
Yeah.
Why do I get an idea I should have taken a degree in psychology to hold this job? Which I didn't. All right. Other items to put on the agenda. Do we want to try now to start, I don't mean necessarily mean for this Friday, but for a following meeting, start fleshing out the agenda in detail, not so much because we need it fleshed out, but again to reinforce that we will be spending significant amounts of time on the various subjects. And I think it's a worthwhile exercise for the leadership to sort of divide up the time and see how many hours we'll use on which subjects. So I don't think we need to do it for this Friday, but I think soon after we should do that.
Yeah, and also maybe what I can ask you, Alan, is in terms of timing of each day of the face-to-face meeting, like, do you wish to keep the same schedule as the previous face-to-face meeting?
I must admit I don't have a clue what the previous schedule was, but I think it started at, you know, 9-ish or something like that and tried to end at a reasonable hour so we didn't push people too hard. I would say yes.
So it was from 9 to 5:30.
That sounds fine for me.
With a breakfast from 8:30 to 9.
I see. So the actual meeting starting at 9.
Correct.
I think that's a reasonable thing. If we want to change it as we get closer, then it's no
mm-hmm.
big deal. Now, in theory, most of us will be there for a full 4 nights, and at some point, but not today, we should talk about do we schedule any social events, and on which days.
Mm-hmm. I've noted down that we'll had this deadline of the 5th of April on agendas for the face-to-face meeting, and also your request to start fleshing out the agenda in the next coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you would like to add at this point?
I see Lisa has her hand up, so maybe she has something.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Thanks. This is Lisa. I just wanted to mention Volker had sent his regrets for attending the face-to-face meeting, but we may want to reach out to him and see if he can join by remote participation at all, because that may affect how you structure the agenda.
I think we should presume we should presume he will join and ask him which days can he join. But yes, that's a good idea.
And this is Susan. If he can't join or is very limited, then I also think that we should schedule maybe the next 2 meetings after that for him to provide, you know, whatever discussion points and everything, and we focus on the work that he would have presented in the face-to-face, so that we have a comprehensive look at all the issues, you know, within a span of 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, the let's see, he is lead on only one topic, I think.
It's two. Common interface and privacy proxy.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I'll try to push forward, even though I didn't even show up on the last meeting because of all kinds of issues. But I'll try to push forward on the privacy proxy so that we could have a discussion there about that.
Okay, thank you. I'm just looking at the document we have posted on our web on the assignment matrix, and I guess I'm a little bit confused because it never got updated to put the leader in of privacy proxy in red. That was the problem. Okay. My inclination, Susan, is to accommodate him like you suggested, but also try to make sure that we at least have documents and things that we can start understanding where we are for privacy proxy. That's potentially a complex one, and I don't want to let that one slide too much.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's go on to our next agenda item if we have one. I don't have anything else to add at this point. If there's something that we're missing, I'll rely on staff to identify it until at least comes into my brain. Clearly a lot of work to be done on the agenda, but I don't think there's anything we need to do at this point.
Okay. So the next item is regarding the ICANN 62 face-to-face meeting. So ICANN will get an action item to follow up on travel to face-to-face meeting. That's another one. But if you recall, we had an action item to look into a question that you had, Alana, on whether it is possible to organize face-to-face meeting at policy meetings. And so we have liaised with the meeting teams, and so policy forums do not allow for routine meetings during the actual conference, but it is possible to have a face-to-face meeting 2 days prior to the official start of ICANN 62.
Okay, I think we're going to be in the same situation for that one. The real question we have is, I presume we will be allowed to have a community engagement session at the policy forum. If not, our whole schedule is thrown to hell. So I'm assuming that will happen. The question is, do we want to have engagement sessions with each ACNSO at that meeting? Because, among other things, that will alter whether we need a full review team there or not. And that in turn might change our position on whether we try to hold a face-to-face review team meeting prior to the meeting. There is going to be a CCWG accountability meeting in June. I wasn't sure if there was going to be, but they have scheduled it now. And that makes, you know, availability and conflicts a little bit more problematic. So I think we need to talk about what we will be doing at face-to-face and whether people feel there is going to be merit in meeting individually with ACs and SOs. Susan, my recollection is the first review team did not, in fact, meet face-to-face with ACs and SOs during the process of the work. Am I forgetting, or is that correct?
Oh, man, Alan, that was a long time ago. I felt like we met with a lot of people.
I don't remember the review meeting with ALAC, but I may have blocked it out.
Well, we wouldn't have wanted to meet with ALAC. Come on.
Yeah, we did have a few members on that team.
Yeah, go ahead, Alan.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we did, you know, pop into the different sessions at ICANN meetings and give an update. I seem to remember.
Yeah. The reason why I'm questioning it is we had a review team member who was presenting a very different picture than the rest of the at-large thought was the correct one. And I think I would have remembered that meeting. That's why, and I don't.
So that's interesting. My memory just—it felt like we met with people, but I don't know who it was.
Maybe we did. All right. In any case, we should discuss it, and we have plenty of time at this point. And I don't know to what extent it will be well received by the ACs and SOs, but that's really our only kick at the can until we're pretty much have our work done. So perhaps a more interesting question is, do we try to make sure that the Who Is one is classed as a cross-community session that is reasonably unopposed? And that, of course, could be overruled by the leadership, the ACSO leadership, but not NEF, but we could certainly propose it. Anyway, I think we need more discussion, and Jean-Baptiste, I think you said that action item there is not on the right slide. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But we had another action item for that. Yeah.
So the question is, I think, Do you believe you need to confirm with the meetings team that we will be able to have an engagement session?
So So we have submitted a request for that already, because that was one of your requests, I believe, on a previous plenary call. But for the face-to-face, we have not submitted any request.
Okay. Then we'll talk about it. I think both Chris and I are likely to suggest that we really don't want a face-to-face meeting then. But let's have the discussion and see if there's any strong will.
Okay. Would you like me to add that to Friday's agenda?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, it won't be the last time we discuss it, but there's no problem in raising it now.
Okay, can we move on to the plenary call agenda?
Yes, we can.
Oops, someone has clicked. Before I start on that, I just wanted to quickly mention the attendance for this Friday's plenary call. So we already know that Catherine and Volker cannot attend the plenary. Tomat Walden is tentative for this plenary call. And we had
Volker cannot attend this one?
No, he cannot, because apparently he has a meeting or a conference all day.
So he's not going to be there Friday or Monday?
I believe this week is exceptional, though.
Okay. Then what is the purpose of having all those items with his name on it?
Well, I've never seen the email. Just to let you know, and since we have asked also subgroup members to and Volker to attend deputy, that's just also for you to know who's the reporter on that. The issue is, our concern is that since Volker and Catherine cannot attend this Friday plenary, and as you mentioned, Alan, those are their subgroups. We were wondering whether we should maybe consider subgroup calls instead of Friday's plenary. And another solution would be to, another solution would be to have subgroups who are available to use this plenary to discuss substantive answers to the different questions that were asked.
Okay. Have we gotten any confirmation from Thomas that he's going to be there and that we'll have something to discuss?
Excuse me?
Thomas is one on law enforcement, could well be a significant discussion if he's there and we have something to discuss. I still haven't seen anything, although I may have missed it on the mailing list, on the group mailing list. And of course, Catherine will not be there. So, do we have enough work that is actually ongoing and active for a subgroup meeting? I'm sure if Susan's available for Friday that we can conjure up a compliance discussion that will last an hour. But is there anyone else who's really at that stage?
So I have had a lot of to-dos that I haven't done, partly because of last weekend, but I can get some documents out tonight, or at least thoughts. So we could use that plenary call for compliance, and I don't think it would be a bad thing to have whomever shows on the call add to that discussion.
All right. Then we already said we're going to do some discussion next week on Friday of the face-to-face and ICANN 62. So we're going to add those prior to the subgroup and then let's replace what we have there in the subgroup as subgroup discussion, make it subgroup discussion, and limit it to compliance at this point. When you send out the agenda, point out that if any other subgroup is at a stage where they would like some time to discuss their project at a wider level with their entire plenary call, then they can speak up and we can adjust the schedule on the fly to add something else other than compliance. That sound reasonable? Lisa, please go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, please.
I just wanted to suggest I was reviewing the membership of each of the subgroups and thinking about who might be on the Friday call and the status of each group. And it seems like another topic that might be a candidate might be to discuss outreach recommendation 3.
If I can squeeze in some work before, then yes. And the question is, let me look at my agenda for the next day or two. Hold on. My day, I may have enough time to do that. Let's put that in. I can fake it if necessary without documents, but let me try to do it anyway. All right, so we'll have the two items on the agenda, Susan and me.
Yep.
Plus the other ones we've added. And I think we're okay.
Okay, and Lisa, you have your hand raised, and I have a question as well.
My question was whether if Stephanie or Thomas do join Friday's call, whether we would still want them to give a status update for their two groups.
Yes, please leave those two on as status updates. My hopes are not great, but yes, let's not let them off the hook if they happen to be there and are able to speak.
Yeah, and they should go first and then start into a different
point
discussion. I have to go. I'm in another meeting that starts, physical meeting that's starting. So.
Thank you, Susan, for joining us.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Do we think Catherine was going to try to dial in at this time, or is she just not going to be here?
I believe she won't, considering that we sent a confirmation that the call was earlier.
Okay, fine. Then what else do we have to do?
I just had a quick question, and then whether you would suggest that we consider rescheduling the timing of plenary calls due to recent attendance.
It sounds like an exercise in futility, but yes, I am willing to go through the exercise again. With people being perhaps more pragmatic, let's add it to the agenda.
Okay.
I'm starting to despair that we will never get a meeting with more than 6 people. And lucky if we reach 6. I think we're going to go for. I'm going to think about doing a request for more detailed attendance records to try to hit home to the ACs and SOs that their people aren't showing up half the time. Because what we have right now does not really adequately show it. The numbers look better than the reality is. So I think I know how I want to do that, and I'll try to formulate a request to you soon. Anything else on today's agenda? Then I think we're done. Thank you all, and we'll see you in 2 days, barely. Bye-bye.
So
Oh, sorry. We haven't recapped. My apologies.
Oh.
Do we have anything to recap?
Yes, we do. So one of the decisions reached was concerning the face-to-face meeting in Brussels to keep the same schedule from 9 to 5:30 on the blog post. So we're looking to revising the spacing between paragraphs, change icon to icon organization, change the capital letters on review team to low capital for review team. We'll share the blog post with the review team ahead of Friday's plenary call on the face-to-face meeting agenda for Brussels. We will keep the deadline of 5th of April for subgroups to circulate their subgroup reports to the review team, and we'll indicate that deadline ahead of time. And also, we will be starting to flesh out the agenda of this face-to-face meeting. And ICANN will use with Volker to check whether he will be able to remotely participate to the face-to-face meeting, and if yes, on which days. If he's unable to attend, then I suggested that he plan the next plenary meeting so that he can attend and present his reports.
It's Alan. Can we revise that to ask him which days he can attend? Let's be optimistic.
Yep. Okay, that's updated. And Susanna mentioned that she will liaise with Volker on privacy proxy services subgroup. On the ICANN 62 face-to-face meeting, so this will be added to the plenary meeting agenda. And for this week's plenary call, we will change subgroup status update to subgroup discussion. And we will limit that to anything new law enforcement needed, Stephanie and Thomas attend the call, and also compliance and outreach subgroups. If any other subgroup are willing to mention the email going out, that if any other subgroup is at a stage where they would like to discuss their work at a higher level, they should let the leadership know. And also we will add the plenary call timing and rescheduling it, we'll add that to the agenda.
Thank you. And my any other business, which I didn't mention but I will mention now, is thank you for these reports that are coming out after each meeting. I think they're really going to be a help. If we ever get to the stage where we have substantive discussion on topics within a meeting, I think they will be particularly useful at that point for jogging people's memory about what we, you know, what was the discussion and how to proceed with that in the subgroup work that's done independently. So thank you. Those reports are looking good, and I think they're going to become more useful as we go ahead. So thank you, Alice, or whoever it is that's actually doing them. I know it got sent by Alice last time.
Thank you, Alan. We appreciate your feedback on that.
Thank you.
And
at least you have your
Thanks. I also have one other item of additional other business, which is a follow-up on the request that was made to staff on Monday's plenary call, that we reach out to rapporteurs of subgroups to set up calls and get things perhaps rolling. I just wanted to clarify my takeaway from that action item in Monday's call was that we were to first reach out to the rapporteurs of subgroups that had not yet completed their first pass work plan and the answers to questions. And then based on perhaps success of that effort in getting things moving, we might expand that to other subgroups as well. Is that your understanding, Alan?
At this point, we're running out of time to do a doodle. And if we don't have that information already, I would simply, you know, select the groups that in your mind you think are going to be benefit most from it or need the forced engagement time, and just include them in the doodle. You know, I think the doodle is going to include pretty much everyone in the group in the entire working group. When you look at a few different working groups, we're spanning pretty much the whole group. So let's do a doodle and identify some times, and in parallel with that, decide which groups are going to meet.
So perhaps what we should do to cover two of the items here, the one that I just asked about and also the possible rescheduling of the plenary,
mm-hmm.
is just do a general doodle again to find out what people's availability are throughout the week,
and then use that
as the basis for trying to make some decisions on calls.
The difference is that in terms of using it to reschedule, we're looking at a long-term question as opposed to who's available this coming week or week and a half.
True. However, I think that's going to get
different answers. Certainly will for me.
We might have to think about how we could ask the question in a way that we get both of those answers without confusing people.
Having done a lot of these doodles trying to schedule meetings, both the long-term one and the short-term, there is no way to do it without confusing people. Even if you do two different doodles, you're going to confuse people.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm not being a pessimist. I'm being very pragmatic. No matter how you phrase something, asking it one way or another, somebody's going to answer it the other way. And I say that with a sigh. I don't think we're going to reschedule any meetings prior to ICANN reschedule the main meetings prior to the ICANN meeting. There's just no opportunity to lock in those times right now. So let's focus right now on the on scheduling some subgroups, and we'll mention the rescheduling on the Friday meeting. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, I think now we're really done. So for the second time, I will call this meeting to an end. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.